We have all seen the pictures. In fact, they've gone right around the world of injured animals, marsupials, koalas in particular, with their paws wrapped in bandages, victims of the bushfires that are still burning across Australia's east. And of course, those pictures have helped to raise thousands and thousands of dollars for wildlife care, and so they should. What we haven't really seen yet is the damage to Australia's famous bird life. Well, BirdLife Australia has begun the task of mapping the impact of this summer's bushfires on birds and their habitat. And the news isn't good. Sean Durley is the Public Affairs Manager for BirdLife Australia. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Thanks very much, Ben.
The figures aren't great about the loss of habitat. What are we talking?
No, we're really concerned about the impact that these fires are going to have on not just threatened species, but birds that we until recently thought were quite secure and quite common right up and down the East Coast and on Kangaroo Island and in Western Australia as well. So we've managed to analyse the impacts of the fires on the known habitat and records of birds, and we know that 19 types of birds have lost more than 50% of their habitat to the fires. We're not able to get on the ground to see whether there's any pockets of that habitat that avoided the flames. However, you know, that's really concerning, and a lot of those are on Kangaroo Island, but a lot also, the birds that have lost more than 30% of their habitat are birds that are found in the rainforest and wet forest right up from eastern Victoria into southern Queensland.
And birds like the lyrebird.
Yes, indeed. The lyrebird is iconic Australian bird, probably almost as famous as the kookaburra internationally, and their calls are so evocative of the Great Dividing Range. And every population of lyrebirds that we have, there's four different distinct populations, three of one species and one of another, and all of them have been impacted by the fire. Two of them have had 50% or more of their range affected by these fires, and the other two have had more than 30% of their range, which is a frightening jump in the trajectory towards being a threatened species.
Okay, so look, we've had a bit of rain. Habitat doesn't grow back overnight, but it's not gone forever. What's the long-term prognosis for those species that have, the 18 of them lost half of their habitat?
Yes, it's the difference with these bushfires. The Australian bush and wildlife generally are very well adapted to regenerate and recuperate from bushfires. Populations will eventually come back. However, two concerns with these fires is the extent of them and the severity. If there's very few patches of fire refuge that have survived, then the populations that can seed the burnt areas once they regenerate just won't be there. And it's going to take, where it might take years to recover, with these fires it could take decades. And that's assuming that we don't have any more fires through those areas as they regenerate.
And as we know, the fire season is not over yet, especially in Victoria. We've still got February to come. Okay, Sean, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ben.
Sean Dooley from BirdLife Australia, which has begun mapping the impact of the bushfires on birds and their habitat, and some pretty stark figures there. 18 species have lost 50% of their habitat. A much larger number has lost about a third of their habitat, and of course the work goes on. It's 6:10 on RN Drive.